Good morning. We're thinking of Chayyadim, Aklal, Amadalad, Simon, Ches. And we left off at the last point, and we said there's two points over here which we need to discuss. One is in a case where a person made early Shabbos, and he ate Beheter, so he does not have to interrupt his meal for Kriya Shema. The question is, at the end of the meal, what is the appropriate order in regards to Kriya Shema and benching? Now, we did mention a scenario where he started during this questionable time. If you start a Sunnah b'Isser, you're mechuyev to interrupt for Shema. So if a person would start the Sunnah during the questionable time, relying on the opinion that you already said Shema, so he has a right to start the meal based on that. He doesn't have to wait. But since that's quite a doubtful opinion in halacha, the majority of Rishonim hold is that you cannot move this amount of Kriya Shema early, even though this amount of Marav can be earlier. So saying, I already read Kriya Shema, I was Yotzei, is difficult to rely on. So therefore, a person is allowed to rely on regards to the Issur D'Rabbanan of not starting the meal. But once the Zman comes, a person should interrupt the meal and say Shema. That's that situation. Which the Chayyadim actually holds is making, says you can wait till the end of the meal, but we pass on really preferably a person in that situation should interrupt and say Shema and not wait till the end of the meal. Many people are not to rely on the Chayyadim and wait till the end of the meal. And if a person does that, I can't say that it's wrong, but it would be appropriate to interrupt and say Shema. Let's say he started Mamash Beheter, half an hour before Seitz of Kechavim, he already started his meal. And now he finishes his meal. Okay, so now he has in front of him two mitzvahs to do, or possibly three mitzvahs to do. He could have Kriya Shema and benching, maybe Kriya Shema and benching in Sviro. So what is appropriate order? So interestingly enough, there's a Shai Gazdarye. The Shai Gazdarye says that going to take into consideration what is the status. We have a rule when it comes to mitzvahs, that Tadr Shana Tadr Kodim. So I have a choice between doing the mitzvah which is done more regularly and the mitzvah which is done less regularly. The mitzvah which is done more regularly takes precedence. There's also a concept of something called Motsu. It's very common, but it's not Tadr in the sense it's not said for specific times to do that. So Birchas HaMazon, especially Bizmanom, they would wash regularly every day, twice a day. So Birchas HaMazon is a Motsu. The Kriya Shema is a Tadr. So he says that the concept of Tadr is a more powerful concept than the concept of Matsui. And therefore he feels it's the appropriate thing to do. Once a person reaches the end of the meal, he's not mechuyev to interrupt his meal. But now that he's finished his meal, he has a chiyuv of Shema and a chiyuv of benching. And he should say Kriya Shema first and then bench afterwards. That's the opinion of the Shai Gazdarye. The Minhag HaTzelz was not like that. The HaTzelz, they would bench first and say Shema afterwards. The argument being that once Chazal said you're not mechuyev to interrupt your meal for the purposes of saying Shema, so until you bench, so the Iker Chiyuv you're dealing with right now is the dinim of the Sunnah. Once you finish with your dinim of the Sunnah, then you move on to this other mitzvah, which Chazal, we're not mechuyev you to interrupt. They said you're allowed to continue your meal. What do you mean you're eating? There's a mitzvah Kriya Shema. Excuse me. Forget about Tadr Shana Tadr. I have a new klal. Rishus versus a mitzvah. Mitzvah takes precedence. But we don't say that. Once you said a behetah, because that word mechayev you. So included in that is the idea that you finished the meal, whatever shayach to the meal, including benching, and only say Kriya Shema said afterwards. In regards to Kriya Shema versus Svira, clearly Kriya Shema is Tadr. Kriya Shema is deraisa. Svira is one that is derabanan. So that would take precedence based on the rules of Tadr and based on the rules of Mekudesh. So Kriya Shema is both Tadr and Mekudesh compared to Sphira. So the correct order, the way we did it in Tells, was benching, then Kriya Shema, and then Sphira. According to Shai Gazdarye, that it would seem to be that the Shema goes before benching. Regards to when to say Sphira, so benching is the rice, Sphira is the Rabbana. Sphira is a regular mitzvah for a period of time. Benching is Motzi for the whole year. So that, you know, it's very questionable. A Motzi, which is Motzi for the whole year, and a Tadr, which is a Tadr for a specific amount of time. Different opinions regards to that. Regards to the idea of one being more Mekudosh than the other, one's in the Raisa, one's in the Rabbonon, also an argument. So it's not clear, according to the Shagas Aryeh, what would be the preferred order. Should it be Kriyat Shema, Sfira, benching, or Kriyat Shema, benching, Sfira? I think the assumption is Kriyat Shema, benching, and then Sfira, but I'm not sure. Have a good day.